You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 440, recorded June 2023, posted March 2024. Plan L for Lion.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar. He, him, Dungeon Master, running the Stygian Gambit, one of the heist adventures from Keys from the Golden Vault. Will this be the final session of the adventure? I don't know. You can't really plan for these kind of things, but I expect so, and I will do everything it takes to make it happen, or whatever. So let's remind ourselves of who our players for this heist adventure are, and I will introduce them in the order that they are in the initiative order, because we are moving in initiative order, because things are tense, and timing matters, and everything counts. First up, Monty Ashley.
Hello, it's me, Monty Ashley. I play Krong, a rogue bugbear. We both use pronouns he, him.
Next up, it's Erica Ensign.
Hello, Erica Ensign, she, her, playing Levithia Du Isigri, she, her. Levithia is a human ranger.
Next up, Annette Weirstra.
Hello, it's me, Annette, she, her, playing J-Raf, also she, her, an Asimar paladin.
And finally, the last part of this elite crack level 2 casino heisting crew, Jason Snell.
Roar!
Nope.
Oh, no.
No. Also underwater. So that's a much better underwater
Jason
than I did.
Jason Snell playing Ravel, a Triton druid, Circle of the Moon. He can do some wild shaping. He did some wild shaping, but they killed his lion, so he fell in the water. And since he can breathe the water, he's just hanging out underneath the bridge right now. And, you know, everybody looking for the dead lion body, they aren't going to find it.
If you are just joining us for this heist, don't do that. Go back and listen to the previous episodes, or what's about to happen will make very
no
little sense. Or whatever. I don't know.
Fine.
I'm just a guy on a podcast. I'm not a cop. Live your own life. let's remind ourselves of what has happened. Jay, which is Annette, and Krong, which is Monty, have just made their way and unlocked the vault behind the scenes of the casino, and they have found themselves face to face with a surprise. The protector of the vault of the Stygian Gambit of the Afterlife Casino is a large, I was going to say giant, but that might be overselling it, an oversized skeleton, because it is basically an animatronic skeleton of a minotaur, big honking hooves, large pointy antlers, horns, and it is wielding an enormous oversized axe. And, you know, I'm just reading between the lines here. It seems like it's here to kill people who don't belong in this vault. Speaking of people who don't belong places, Levithia / Erica is currently in the security room, a room that has these kind of one-way mirrors that magically allow people in the security room to monitor the happenings throughout the casino. But you have been spotted by Quentin Togglepocket, the gnomish owner-operator of this casino, the person you were sent to rip off, and he has shouted at you and is headed in your direction, Levithia. Thankfully, you have, through the power of really great distractions, caused all of the guards, the security guards, and tiefling staff in this area have been drawn elsewhere in the casino because Ravel, that is Jason Snell, turned into a lion, also recruited, well, at least let loose the resident lion of the casino, and so there is just chaos happening in the main area of the casino with, you know, there were two lions. Now they're down to one. That is still way more lions than they are allowed than the FDA recommends per casino, at least in a non-controlled fashion. So chaos is certainly happening. The question is, will Ravel get murdered as part of the distraction? It's an open question. Anything can happen. Well, okay. Good to have an opinion. Krong, I apologize. Is it your turn, or did we just conclude your turn? I know you opened the door.
We are in the middle of my turn.
Okay.
So far, I have moved, and then I started to do a bonus action dash, and opened the door partway, and then there was a skeletal minotaur.
Yeah, skeletal minotaur turned to look at you with its big cow-like skull head with, you know, empty sockets with maybe a little flicker of green flame in them.
All right.
Yep.
We're not in trouble.
Let's try this. I'm going to take the rest of my movement. That's one, two, three. That put me about there. I still have an action, but before I take it, I would like to speak to the Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, actually, over my shoulder first, right this way, Mr. Taco Pocket. Now to the Minotaur. Quick, we need 5,000 gold. Dummy here forgot to bribe somebody.
Okay. Do you want to make any kind of roll as part of doing that, or just, you know, just...
I mean, that's up to you. That's what I said to him, and I'm going to run past him to this this chest if he doesn't do anything.
He has not reacted, in part, because it's not his turn.
All right. Then I will take a action dash and just keep going past him.
All right.
He can see Toggle Pocket there. Hopefully, he's intelligent enough to buy this lie.
Mm-hmm. Or you need, there's a window of intelligence. You need intelligent enough to buy the lie, but not so intelligent that he doesn't buy the lie. It's a real,
gotta thread that needle.
Gotta thread that needle. It's a spacious needle, people.
You know, Quentin Toggle Pocket has been here for bribe money already.
Yeah. I don't remember how much description I gave you of the room last time. But you are in the vault. The main feature of the vault was the skeletal minotaur in the middle of it. But then there's a bunch of chests arranged along the north and east walls of the vault. And then there's two kind of tall wardrobe-looking cabinet structures, pieces of furniture on the south wall. As you approach the chests, Krong... they're pretty sturdy iron chests. They'd be real heavy. And as you approach this chest, you can't help but notice you hear like the sound of like jangling coins coming from inside the chest.
Ooh, people are cashing in or out.
Yeah, this must be where those pizza boxes lead. Mm-hmm. Well, I've done everything I allowed to do on my turn, so I'm done.
Okay. I believe I have put Tiefling Acrobat in the turn next. I believe that is basically all of the general casino employees aside from special folks. So there are a bunch of security guards who think they are attempting to murder a lion, but the lion is not there anymore. So they're going to fire more crossbow bolts into the water. Ravel, I think there's some potential here that, I think you're still in danger because you're in the water. But I think, you know, they're aiming for a lion that's not there anymore. That sure seems like it's hard to hit a lion that doesn't exist. That's just makes you think people.
We had said since I fell in right by this bridge, I was going to drift under the bridge, so I would even not be visible to them.
Yeah, so basically I'm going to roll a bunch of attack rolls because they're firing crossbow bolts into it, but I'm going to say that like you have really good cover from that bridge.
Okay.
I mean, you're still in a body of water that people are firing.
I might get nicked on my way under the bridge or something. That's fine.
All right, so I rolled 4 attack rolls. I did roll. One of them is a maths 20. So I think that's going to clip you. But the other ones kind of whiz past. And I'm going to say, again, because it's like, you know, they're not aiming for you, I think you're going to take half damage on this instead of full damage. Let's see.
Also, the bolt slows down as it goes in the water.
Yeah.
That's just physics.
That's just physics. I did roll max damage, unfortunately.
Oof.
So a ricocheted crossbow bolt gets you right in the side, Ravel, for 5 crossbow damage.
Okay. Ouch.
All right.
Physics isn't real.
It's, well, I feel like you're just starting a fight with scientists now.
This is D&D. Physics isn't real. I can prove it like 12 different
ways.
Yeah,
it is. It's real trippy is what it is.
Okay. All right. Next up in the initiative order is Virgil the Minotaur. I don't know if you, Monty, I may not have mentioned, but he's wearing a little name tag that says Virgil on it. And Virgil the Minotaur is, he's kind of standing on like a plinth, as it just a low plinth, as if he's kind of a statue, though he's clearly, you know, animated. He turned to look at you with his fiery skull eyes, you know, when you entered. And he turns and he kind of, it sounds like, kind of like grinding stone whenever he moves. He just, his joints are probably not been kept up. So you hear that it's, you know, bone grinding on bone. He turns and he looks at you, and then he turns and he looks at Jay, and Jay currently looks like Quentin Togglepocket. Jay, could you give me a quick performance check?
Yes, I can.
It's good that you're the one that spent the most time with him, so you can really mimic the body language.
14.
I have bad news for you. I rolled a critical success, which is not, but
no.
I rolled extremely well, and the Minotaur steps off the plinth. And
I was hoping he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You said he was an animatronic. I was hoping he really was just an animatronic.
He is going to swing a great axe. It's okay. In the direction of Krong.
Uh-oh.
19 to hit. I apologize. I've rolled twice. Twice in a row.
That will hit Krong.
Wow. All right. Krong,
Tony really is doing everything he can to make sure this is the last episode of this adventure.
He really is going to kill us all.
Sometimes the dice roll happen. An axe hits you. It's like a truck hitting you, Krong. Perhaps you were focused on the chest and didn't see it coming, as it just like gashes open your side. You are going to take 17 axe damage.
That is so much damage, Tony.
Yeah.
I am unconscious, and I would be unconscious even if I had taken no damage.
Wait, no damage? How would that work?
From the explosion.
Well, remember, there was
like
that previous trap
we got
that
hit in the
Jay
hallway.
Set off.
Okay.
And it did 10 points of damage to me.
Gotcha.
Even if it hadn't done that, I would now be unconscious.
Oh, even if you had not. Okay. Not. I was like, even if you had just been hit by a Minotaur, let alone hit by a Minotaur and set on fire. All right. So Krong crumples to the ground. The Minotaur steps back on the plinth.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. All right. Levithia, you are currently in the security room. I believe you just ducked in there. I don't know. Did you close the door behind you? You know that Quentin Togglepocket is aware of your presence and scurrying down the hallway after you, shouting at you.
Oh, good. Okay, because that was at the last time he saw me, and I ducked in this room hoping to lure him in here, and I wasn't sure if he was going to follow or not.
I think I rolled initiative, and with where he ended up in the order, it has not happened yet.
Okay, well, I had readied an action that if he had tried to go the other direction before my next turn, that I would shoot him or throw a dagger or something at him from behind. But if he's coming this way, well, I can't do anything yet because I'm still waiting for him to show up. So his initiative roll was very weird.
Yeah,
he's just standing in the hallway.
Yep.
Doing
he's looking
doing
around.
Nothing. So damn, that's really, like, I don't want to miss a whole turn, but there's literally nothing I can do. I guess I just look around the room. Like, I'm looking, I'm perceiving.
All right,
is there
you're
anything useful
the
in this room?
You see, you know, you have views from this room of many places throughout the casino. It looks like there's still at least one lion rampaging in the main casino hallways. It looks like you don't have a view of the Minotaur in the vault, but you do have a view of Jay as Quentin Togglepocket standing in the vault door. Jay, as Quentin Togglepocket, how would you currently describe your facial expressions?
Shocked?
Yes. Jay looks shocked.
Are there like drawers or anything?
There's a bunch of keys on a peg right by the door where you are. You know that there's a door to the south, which you have not explored yet. That's about
it. We think that's the jail. I guess I'll just grab these keys. Yeah, because I mean, my plan is when he gets in here to basically take him captive and bring him to the vault, assuming that he would know any traps and stuff. And at this point, like, the jig is up. He's found us.
You could go to him.
You can also monitor the entire situation.
Yeah, like, and that's what I get. I don't want to go to him because he might turn around and run. If he enters the room, I slam the door behind him and I've got him.
All right.
So that was the plan, but he apparently tripped in the hallway.
Yeah.
So I will just grab these keys and keep an eye on what is happening.
Okay. Jay, you're standing at the threshold to the vault. A giant skeletal minotaur has just delivered a devastating blow to Krong, who is lying on the ground, bleeding.
So I think we're slightly in trouble, because I also have had damage. I've come into the room slightly. Do I feel like this Virgil, who I don't know his name, can I see his name tag?
Yeah, you can see his name
tag. Okay, so
there.
did he seem to understand Krong when he talked?
He certainly at least looked back and forth between you and Krong in a way that suggests comprehension. Hard to know with a skeleton; they don't technically have ears. You know, there's a lot of magic at play, people. So it did seem like he was aware of verbal commands. He did choose to react to them with violence, which, you know, people do sometimes.
Okay, so I'm going to sort of stay right by the door here, and because I don't want to go past, because if I get knocked out, which will happen if I get hit, then that will be very bad.
And I think the only person that can do any healing is currently just taking a swim.
Oh, I can heal, but cure wounds, and I don't have to touch.
Oh, you have to touch.
Okay. So I could go over and cure wounds, but I can't.
But, okay,
I want to see if we can somehow. Okay, so.
And I'm out of spell slots.
Oh, no. Right, because, yeah, you've done a lot.
Yeah, and I have a command spell slot, but it doesn't work on the undead, which I would assume if you're a skeleton, you are undead.
Yeah.
Okay. Virgil, what are you doing? I can't believe you just killed my new best, or like knocked out my new best guard. I'm trying something new with this bugbear. Isn't he super scary? And I thought he was, but you knocked him out. And I reprimand Virgil.
You reprimand Virgil the Minotaur skeleton. Yes. Would you like to make a roll, Annette? I would like you to make a roll.
I would like to make a roll. Is it persuasion?
I think so.
Krong's ears perked up when she said, my best, but then she didn't follow it with friend, and now he's devastated.
Oh, no. Well, you're unconscious, thankfully. You're spared the psychic damage of this.
23.
All right. Virgil has rolled a 13 on his wisdom saving throw against your convincing. Virgil kind of sheepishly bows his giant minotaur head. One of his hooves kind of shuffles in the dirt of the plinth. And he, you know, he kind of, his arms kind of go limp with his axe kind of dragging on the ground.
I move over to Krong. And I am going to cast Cure Wounds.
Okay. Thanks.
Which is 1d8 plus 3. Would you like to roll it or would you like me to roll it?
You should roll it.
Okay.
You're the one doing the healing.
Like, yeah, when someone rolls damage.
Ooh, 11 points. I rolled max healing.
Nice.
Excellent.
I guess I can't do anything else.
Okay.
I will just
basically Dad came in and said, "What did you do here? You broke my guy," and went and got the guy back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I see one place where things get real exciting here, which is that the actual owner and operator of the Mentor, Quentin Toggle Pocket, bursts into the security room.
Okay, I would like to point out that in the last episode, I said specifically I was peeking through the door, so I was like hiding behind the door and peeking through. So as soon as he comes in, I want to slam that door.
You slam the door. He whirls around at you. He is holding a rapier. It looks slightly more on the kind of like decorative rapier that he took off from the, like from the wall behind his desk than
souvenir
a like
rapier. Yeah,
yeah, you know, I mean, it looks it looks shinier than it looks deadly. But
my
plan
is to throw a blanket over him and pick him up and carry him.
Okay, he is a gnome, but he is holding a weapon and does not want to be wrapped up in a blanket. And
well,
I don't know
we'll
where you got a blanket from.
It's on my character sheet in my inventory.
All right.
He said I could have my weapons. I could certainly have this blanket.
You can have a blanket. Okay, is that what's happening now, or does he get to attack you first with his
I don't see, I mean it's not my turn, so
all right,
like I feel like maybe, you know, I had ready to slam the door, which
all
is
right
great,
you slam the door. Quentin Toggle Pocket turns around and he says, I don't know who you think you are. This is my casino. From hell's heart I stab at thee, and he stabs at you with a rapier.
My
streak of rolling great has come to a staggering end here as I rolled a 10 to hit. That's
thank
10
goodness.
total. So he misses with a 10, I assume, Levithia?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he stabs the door that you have just shut closed, and then he, like, takes a step back and waggles the rapier, trying to look as menacing as he can, given his diminutive height and foppish attire. Meanwhile, Ravel, you're under a bridge, just living the troll life.
Pretty much.
I'm very excited to see the second half of this plan executed.
I'm excited to see it too, because I don't actually I'm supposed to be the distraction, right? That's what I'm supposed to be doing, is causing chaos.
Yep.
So I think what I'm going to try to do is I'm just going to swim up stream toward the lion and the waterfall.
Okay. I would say that due to the current, you could probably swim at least 50% further than whatever your normal swim speed is.
Oh, well, that's very generous.
I am a generous dungeon master.
Okay,
I give
well,
you these gifts, and then I hurt you later. That's the exchange.
Well, then,
in this case, you hurt first.
I have swum 45 feet instead of 30.
Okay.
And I am making my way. This is what you're going to get with Ravel for a while. Just keep
Remember
swimming.
That,
just keep swimming.
If you only took a move, you could probably...
Oh, you're right. I could swim some more, couldn't I? Oh,
unless
man.
You have some other aquatic-based action that you wish to do here.
I have like an Aquaman thing where I call out for fish or something.
There are... Sadly, this little, you know, casino canal that ends abruptly in a waterfall does not have a lot of fish in it. The best I could offer you is some... Like, oh God, what's the stuff that grows on top of water?
Algae?
Not moss,
no.
Algae. I can offer you algae. Like moss, but wet, algae.
It's
yeah,
day
thanks,
one,
Erica.
There shouldn't be algae already. Boy, this place is
not very clean.
They didn't treat it well. I mean,
probably skimmed on the,
Monty, I'll ask you, does chlorine exist in Dungeons & Dragons?
No, there's,
I mean,
there's magic, right?
No.
There's like cleaning, there's like prestidigitation for water.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, clean it up.
So they've, that no one has invented chlorine because of prestidigitation.
There's magic
water
to do it.
Yeah.
So
it.
Okay. So
we don't talk enough about the effect that magic has on not needing science, basically.
So I'm gonna double, swim.
Double swim.
I realize I actually do have an open one open spell slot because my fog cloud is a feature and not a spell.
Oh. You know, it would have been real sad if Monty had died in the casino vault, and then you remembered later. Oh yeah, I got one
well,
spell
I'm,
slot.
Well, I'm way out here, but okay. So
I was like, "No, what's happening?"
Monty's health is a team resource.
So I have popped up. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I have popped up here at this last. I've reached sort of the end of the river before it goes over, and this is the end of my turn. But I do want to like stick my head out of the water just enough to see what's going on with the lion and the...
All right, you just pick your head out of the water. You are toward the end of the little canal that cuts through the casino where it turns into a waterfall, plunging to a like an underground pool. I think it's like hundreds of feet below. So the waterfall is roaring here, and you'd probably want to be careful to not swim too much further in that direction.
I'm a strong swimmer, but yes.
Seems real risky. Poking your head up, this area of the casino seems to be devoid of guests because it is totally void of lions, which is to say... The opposite of devoid is void, right? That's how language works? Nope.
Sure.
There is a lion that has wandered out of the Colosseum part of the casino. This is Emrys, the star lion, and Emrys has kind of been cornered by a security guard, and Emrys does not look like he has decided that he wants to murder people yet, but he also doesn't want to go back into the circus area. And so the Emrys and the security guard are at one of those classic lion guard standoffs where like Emrys tries to go left and then the guard goes left and then Emrys tries to go right, the guard goes right, and so on. So they're you know, it seems like it's a precarious situation. And if somebody were to throw a spanner into the works here, anything could happen.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for informing me. And that's the end of my turn.
All right. Krong, good news. You didn't lose a turn from being unconscious. You were healed and back up.
All right. Well, I'm still bloody on the floor.
Yep. Hey, I can't do everything for you.
Since I'm bloody on the floor in front of this chest, I would like to just... Is it trapped, Tony? Is there a
trap? Is it trapped? Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, money is a trap.
but is the chest a trap?
The chest is clearly magical, and I think you know enough from your earlier recollections that the chest has the ability to have basically people cash in their money into chips, and the actual money chips. Gets stored here in the vault so that people are not playing with actual coins out on the casino floor. There's a bunch of runes worked into the lid of the chest that you are able to decipher are related to basically kind of teleportation, transmutation types of things. There does not seem to be anything as far as explosive wards or even sirens or anything like that on the chest.
Great. Then I open the chest and just start dragging the bag of holding through it.
All right. Yeah. You pop open the chest. This is the first of seven chests. Inside, as soon as you pop open the chest, there is still kind of you every now and then, like a little gold coin kind of just seems to kind of like appear on the lid of the chest and drop down into it. Or occasionally gold coins disappear from inside the chest. And you are just dragging that sack through the chest. You are scooping up. There's several hundred gold coins here in this chest. By your quick math, Krong, I feel like you're probably one of those rogues who can quickly figure things out. It's like, well, if there's this and there's those, there's six other chests I haven't opened yet. Seems like there must be at least 5,000 gold pieces here. I'm gonna say that not in this one chest. I'm gonna say that you have looted this entire chest.
Nice.
All right.
All right. The next
can
turn.
Can I move to the next chest?
Yeah, you can move. You run down to the next chest. That'll be your.
That's all.
And you probably want to stand up. I don't know if you just want to crawl in your blood through the.
You can stay on the ground.
All right.
Well, there's some chance for teamwork here, right? Where then Jay can walk over, pick up the thing, scoop the next chest, and you can like team your way through.
So I will mention again, seven chests and two wardrobes are your exciting pieces of furniture in this vault. Next is the casino employees all go. Things are, as far as I can tell, one lion has disappeared. So some of the guards are kind of arguing about who's going to go into the canal and look for the lion. There's not an obvious taker. Some guards do peel off and start to appear in the direction of the other cornered lion, Ravel, headed toward you. Obviously, I would describe the condition of the casino as fully distracted, but a little less panicked. Now that there's not a lion rampaging through the main floor of the casino.
Have the baboons gotten out past those two people? I'm just wondering if there might be rampaging baboons at this point, because there's three baboons and only two people trying to keep that gate.
I think the acrobats are keeping the baboons at bay. Okay. The baboons are not the fiercest combatants. I'll tell you that.
There is another door. Baboons can probably... I suspect baboons can open doors. I'm just saying. Mm.
They were like raptors that way. All right. Virgil the Minotaur is next. And he kind of looks back and forth between Jay and Krong and does a wisdom check. And continues to look back and forth between Jay and Krong. Levithia, you are in the security room. Quentin Togglepocket is here.
Okay. So I slammed the door shut. Is this door like lockable from the inside? Because that would have been a thing I totally would have wanted to do.
It's a security door to a. It's the door to the security room of a casino. Seems like it should be lockable. I think it's got one of those key card locks, and maybe this one is even set up to be. I don't know. It seems like it might be reinforced with a thing that you could drop down a crossbar to it. That seems like a thing that somebody might do, right?
Yeah, because that's what I want to do. And
I've
then...
been in a lot of casino security rooms.
Ooh. I mean, I've watched a lot of movies with security rooms in casinos and such. So, because I don't want anybody else. I don't want him to get back up.
Quentin Toggle Pocket says, well, "What are you doing? How dare you?"
And then I think it's time for a plan blanket, or I don't know. Maybe I'm wearing a cape. What? Mm-hmm. Either way,
a cape. Just no offense to blankets, but capes are functionally very similar to blankets as far as wrapping somebody up. But it's
true. Way cooler. Okay, yeah. Okay, cape.
Yeah.
Plan blanket is out. We've moved from plan B for blanket to plan C for cape.
Yeah, yep. It's just, you know, blanket makes me think Little Nemo, cape. Now you're talking Batman. Now I'm on board.
Yep. Also, right. I mean, I'm wearing like a fancy dress and stuff, so.
So
cape
I
totally
think
goes.
That this is, I'm going to say that wrapping somebody up in a cape who doesn't want to be wrapped up in a cape is basically similar to a grapple. Quentin Toggle Pocket is going to attempt to struggle against this. Give me a strength check.
Sure.
He has rolled a pretty impressive number that I will say after your number.
All right. And this is just a straight strength check, not like athletics or something.
I think it's just straight strength.
Do I have inspiration? No, of course I don't. In fact, I can tell I've never had inspiration on this character because nothing's erased there. So yeah, I am just basically... I have lunged at him with a blanket, and I'm trying to get it around him, and he is apparently fighting that off.
Rolled a 19. Quentin Toggle Pocket, I imagine you briefly get the blanket around him, and he just cuts his way out with a rapier, and he goes, ha-ha!
Dang,
nobody
now I am going to have to get up my
toggle
blanket.
Pocket.
Darn it.
The Toggle Pocket?
My poor
pocket.
Cape.
Well, look.
He's a weird dude, okay?
He's a weird dude. Uh-huh. Yep. How many professional gamblers do you know that are not a little eccentric?
All right. Well, I'm going to basically make sure that I'm keeping the door blocked. And, you know, I have my nice, a bag. So I'm going to pull my blanket out of my bag. And we're going from plan C back to plan B for my next turn.
All right. Jay, you're in the vault. There is a, I would call it concerned Minotaur skeleton, kind of watching your every move. But yeah.
Can I see what is in those wardrobes, or they're closed?
They're closed. They got doors.
Okay. I'm
no expense spared.
doors.
And go over to the next, over by Krong, open that chest, and do exactly what he did, and keep that bag of holding.
It is identical to the first chest. It is, you know, full of coins that are jangling in and out. As you know, as you empty it, there is a little bit of the challenge of, I guess, there's nowhere for coins to be drawn from. So that may be a, you know, people may be aware of that eventually. So you have looted two of the seven chests. You're carrying hundreds of gold pieces in your bag of holding.
And we need 5,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're supposed to keep a low profile, we need to rethink this entire plan.
I don't think we necessarily needed to keep a low profile. I think because didn't the person who hired us want him to know who did it? Because she was stealing the statue to get back at him.
Yeah, she wants him humiliated. He'll be very humiliated when he sees what we've
done. Well, we don't have to say say who hired us.
You could leave a handful of coins in each chest if you want. It's up to you. That might buy you a little bit of time to make your way out of the casino
that's
a good call.
You could 98% loot a casino, and you know. Yeah.
People on the floor will be cashing out.
Yeah. So all right, back in the security room, Quentin Toggle Pocket is there. He does not want to be wrapped up in a cape or a blanket. He's very determined, and he is going to stab at you with his little rapier. I am rolling a 12 to hit, Levithia.
Nope.
All right. Ha ha! Yeah.
I don't even respond. I'm just stone-faced. I'm just ready for my next turn.
Ravel, you're over by the canal. There's one security guard standing over kind of watching the doorway into the Three Dragon Ante tournament. There's one security guard that is firmly kind of, you know, this security guard is gutsy, who's, you know, eye to eye with Emrys the Lion, and another security guard who is approached within 20 feet of the situation, but not fully engaged yet.
Well, a lion emerges from the water and attacks.
Who could have thought that would happen? You're going to roll an attack on the security guard. I think you remember from previous times that security guards can take a lot of hits, but they are not hard to hit.
Plan L for lion.
And in fact, since I'm with the other lion.
Do you have pack tactics?
I have pack tactics.
Okay.
So yeah. I am going to get a, I attack with, let's see, make sure I've got my attack here. This is the bite attack. So it's 19 to hit.
Do you definitely hit a security guard?
Okay. So that's going to do 9 damage.
All right. You just grab it. I imagine that he is like stony face staring at the lion, and a second lion leaps out of the water and just chomps on his shoulder. He screams.
And yeah, so let's see.
I forget, is there a chance that you knock him down when you're a lion, or am I thinking of wolf deck? A wolf?
Yeah, no, I do have that. There's a question of like how I was. I don't think I'm far enough to officially pounce on him, which would give me that.
You want to give me? Give it to you.
I leap it out of the water and then just an arc, graceful arc.
You had some vertical there too, coming from the.
Then DC 13 strength on him to be knocked prone.
All right, he is a big beefy tiefling, so his chances of being knocked prone are not great. But he did not make it, and so you crush him.
Oh well, bad news then, because then I get to I get to. Bite as a, yeah, I get to do a bonus attack. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think I get, for the bonus, do I get pack tactics too?
I think so. I think you get,
I mean, if you're still adjacent or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
you have
well,
attack rolls on it on it on against a creature.
That's
when
a 20, that's a 20 to hit.
Yep, that's unnecessary. Continue.
And that's another 6 damage.
All right.
To that guy who is now prone, and my friend the lion is now here with another friendly lion.
All right, you know what? That lion. That lion, give me some kind of charisma check, and with advantage because you just jumped out of a canal.
All right. Well, then that's
a 13 or 13,
12. Unless you want to give me animal handling, in which case it's 15.
Sure. You know what? I'm going to say, and the lion will have the lion move on your turn now. The lion, you know, has been, you've been, it's like you've given like a powerful motivational speech in this lion in the form of mauling somebody right in front of him. And so, and you know, the security guard is right on the ground. Jason, can you just give me another maul or bite attack for Emrys the lion, who's just going to, you know, just join the meal?
Motivational
sure.
Mauling.
With pack tactics, because again, two
yeah,
lions.
I mean, mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's 16 to hit.
Yep.
For 7 damage.
All right. That security guard is technically still alive, but having been bitten by a lion 3 times, 2 separate lions, is having a very bad day. Yeah, so that's happening.
Hurrah.
All right. Ravel, you all set?
I couldn't be better.
Krong!
I'd like to know what's on these shelves in the south of the room, actually.
Oh, well, those are some wardrobes. There's 2 big kind of wooden cabinet-y looking wardrobes, and they have doors, so you don't know what's inside them. That's how doors work.
I'm going to run over to this one and fling the doors open.
Okay, you fling open the doors. Within this wardrobe, it looks like this might be a place where, as opposed to the chests, which clearly have...
Tony, does one of them have a lion and the other one have a witch? Come on, lion, 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 lion.
Another lion. Think,
you have 2 lions. We have 2 lions at home.
Okay.
I'm giving you more lions.
And could technically our magic users be considered witches? I'm just saying.
I'm definitely a witch.
Well, then lions, witches, and wardrobes have happened here. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Go on.
I hope you're happy.
I'm thrilled.
These wardrobes, yes. Whereas the chests, the iron chests seem to be used to store the kind of liquid cash on hand of the casino, the wardrobes seem to be used to store valuable objects that belong to patrons of the casino that are perhaps being held here as collateral or for storage. And as you fling open this particular, this wardrobe, Krong, you're looking around, and honestly, most of it looks pretty tacky and maybe a rich person's idea of fancy stuff, but nothing that you'd particularly want or think you could sell on the open market. Mm-hmm. But looking around, there is right in the center of the wardrobe on a kind of fancy jewelry display, a very fancy gold and ruby necklace. And I just see the little gears in Krong's head turning as you're like, this is who I'd sell it down. I'd break it down into individual pieces and I'd sell these ones over here and I'd sell these ones over there. And it's like, I'd make 250 gold pieces easy on the street in a day, tops. Would you like to take that fancy necklace?
Yes.
And so you do.
Woo.
I will consider that you've done a move and maybe a bonus
that's
action.
Interacting kinda. With an object according to the rule book. Mm.
Would you so like to do anything else?
Well,
check the other one?
Probably. I have an action I can take, huh?
Mm-hmm. You could piss off the Minotaur statue by attacking it.
Yeah, I could, couldn't I? I'm just going to empty out this wardrobe.
Okay. We'll just assume that you just take everything of it, though a lot of it looks of questionable value.
That's right.
But we're trying to humiliate this guy. Yeah. So if people have their valuables stored here, they think it's valuable, so that's bad for him.
Krong, please note that you have a 250 gold piece street value necklace on your character sheet, which you may choose to share with the team or keep for your own personal cash.
Or just wear.
Or just wear, all right. Over in the main casino area, the security guards are rushing over to where there are suddenly two lions again. Let's see here. What's going to happen? This guy on the floor somehow staggers to his feet, and he is going to just try and whack you in the snout, Ravel, with a mace.
Rude. Really, I would think that, wouldn't he want to
run away?
Save himself since this is just his job?
I rolled a, basically, how confident was he in his job check, and I got a 20. So I wasted a 20 on his dedication to his employer. So he has rolled a 14 to hit you in the snout.
He hits me in the snout.
All right. You are going to take 5 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
This guard runs over here, and it's going to attack the other lion and misses, and... this guard is dragging furniture around trying to build a barricade between the lions and the three dragon ante tournament. Other guards are converging on this area. There are a lot of guards, because at this point, you've drawn all of the guards in the casino to this area. It's a little bit of a dead end in terms of you've got your back to a waterfall. I'm not so much worried about Ravel, but you might get another lion murdered, and then you're going to have to live with that on your conscience for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You mean a lion freed from the tyranny of the circus life.
To then quickly be murdered by guards.
But he died free, or might.
Died free, as free as the
lion in the circus can die.
Yeah.
All right. Back in the vault, Virgil, the Minotaur skeleton, continues to look back and forth between Krong and Jay, who looks like Quentin Togglepocket, and continues to somehow be fooled by this whole charade. Lavithia, you are in the security room with the real Quentin Togglepocket, who has taken no damage, has destroyed one cape or blanket, and is increasingly irritated.
I'm going to try to throw that that blanket around him because I don't want to kill him.
You can always do an attack with non-lethal.
I know, but
damage.
I don't want to knock him out because I want him awake and able to, if my friend, I don't know what's happening, and I'm trying to separate player knowledge from character knowledge. Fair. So I don't know what's going on, and I'm worried that if there's some sort of trap or something that he has to actually, he would know all of the secrets of the vault.
He is,
also, I want him hidden by a blanket so that if somebody comes in, I can be like, this is an intruder.
Yeah. I've captured him in my intruder blanket. Uh-huh. He is going to make another strength check to try and not get wrapped up in a blanket.
Please fail. Like, he really needs to roll super low.
What did you roll?
A total of 3 because I rolled a 1 on the die.
I rolled a 2. So you firmly wrap a blanket around Quentin.
Firmly, feebly.
Hey, it's a success is a success. Take it to the bank. And so he is muffled. So you know you just hear from his.
He can just keep on doing that.
And so he does.
Yep. And then I am going to attempt to pick him up and drag/carry him.
Right. He's a gnome. Levithia, remind me, how beefy a creature are you?
My strength is 15.
All right. So I will 2. Say you just yep. sling him over your shoulder.
I'm a ranger.
Carry mm-hmm. him.
Yeah.
And you headed to the vault?
Yes. So is my movement hampered by carrying him?
I'm not going to worry about that because that will just slow down the game.
Should I out of the characters, I would say, you sure you don't want to put him in the cells?
No, because no. Levithia's idea Levithia. Is that for now. Oh, eventually that's where he's going sure
Plan.
Before
Plan.
We leave.
Got it.
But
got mm-hmm. it.
So I'm heading this way.
All right.
With him.
J-Roff, you are in the vault. Two chests and 1 wardrobe have been looted. What will you do, Annette?
So if I go diagonally, I can get over here and hopefully reach that bag of holding and open this chest.
And loot it?
And loot it 97%.
Okay. tactical looting. All right.
Tactical.
I think technically you had the bag of holding.
I think, yeah.
Because Krong didn't take it.
Oh, okay. That's right. No, but he put all the stuff in the wardrobe.
No, you're right. I did take it.
Yeah.
I looted the wardrobe.
There's this is an epic scene where there's lots of like you're scooping what would be tens of pounds of coins into a bag. The bag doesn't gain weight, and then effortlessly tossing the bag across the vault.
All right,
Krong, who catches it and stuffs like an entire laundry hamper full of fancy robes into it, who tosses it back to Jay, who's filling
the
it
montage
with coins.
Here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See,
why was We're that so not in the D&D movie?
Did they have a bag of holding? That maybe we'll see that in the next one. But
I'm so stressed right now.
Quentin Toggle Pocket loses a turn because he's wrapped in a blanket.
Get wrapped, idiot.
Ravel, you're currently one of 2 Akimbo lions that are staging a lion revolution against the surprisingly loyal security guards of the Afterlife Casino.
Tony, what does it look like in terms of the guard positioning in the casino? Are they all kind of like clustering down here now?
If there are any security guards in the casino that are not right where you are unaware of their existence.
Okay, because I'm thinking,
and I think you scouted the casino pretty thoroughly. I think that you know that there's about 7 guards on a given shift, and by my count, there are 7 guards currently in the lion situation.
All right. I think what I'm going to do then is just continue Operation Lion by going, let's see, I'm going to run. I'm going to do everybody's favorite part of D&D, counting squares on graph paper.
Mm-hmm.
I can take a long jump. So I'm going to do, my speed is 50 feet, but you know what? I'm going to go 10, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So I'm getting toward these guys. They're like, whoa, lion's coming at me. Leap in the air. Because I can leap 25 feet, long jump. Then I continue running, which is
come
awesome.
Back from commercial when you land.
They just converged on this area, and you're telling me you're leaving such that they have to chase you across the casino, causing chaos and disarray?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. All right.
And I'm not doing anything else, so I'm just going to keep running.
Okay.
And I am using my full lion speed to get, let's say...
Wow, you sprint like basically halfway across the casino.
I think halfway down toward where all the people are gathered.
Yeah.
This is going to slow people down.
Put the guys behind me, and then I'm hoping that my lion friend will follow, but I don't know what the other lion will do.
Let me roll for the lion. The lion basically mirrors your action.
Yeah.
And
is over there.
And you are much faster than the security guard, so it's going to take them some time to close with you. As you head to the south part of the casino, there are, things are a little bit in disarray. The rat races have ended. There are people who were at the tables for their various games who have stood up. A bunch of the kind of waiters and casino staff are standing around not knowing what to do since nobody has given them any instructions. Instructions in quite a while. Only the slot machine operators are still hard at work feeding coins into the slot machines. So
they're diehards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Krong, you're in the vault.
Yeah. I'm going to just move up northeast, grab the bag from Jay, and loot this chest.
All right. That is 4 out of 7 chests fully looted. Are you looting it 100% or 98%?
Like 95%.
All right.
How much money do we think we've gotten so far?
Let me do some math. Everybody loves when I pause to open PCalc. That is everyone's favorite part of the adventure.
Woo, go PCalc.
I am going to say that you have about 2,800 gold pieces in your bag.
Just 2,800. We're not going to get 5,000 at this rate.
I think that you'll find that is not quite accurate.
Well, if it's 2,800 so far, then
I'm going to tell you, you're about 4/7 of the way to 5,000.
Ah, I see. Yeah,
and if we were, that would get us to 4,900, not 5,000, when we reach
well,
7
the last,
of 7.
The last one has more in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Varying amount.
Little peek behind the curtain here, Tiefel. What did I do? I multiplied 4/7 times 5,000. And then I said about, and clearly that was a mistake.
Oh, yes, it was.
But no as a dungeon master, you never make mistakes. If a player calls you on something, you just stare at them with your steely eyes until they apologize.
Mm-hmm. Like I stare at Virgil.
Unless it's Monty, in which case you're right. You say, you're right, moving on.
I will hold the bag out with my long bugbear arms to the... other chest here on the east side of the wall.
All right. The next up is the casino security team. Things are chaos here. I don't think they know what to do. They are certainly not an organized group at this point. And especially, so far the lions have mainly attacked people that were menacing lions. So... like, I don't think any of them is really eager to get up close to a lion. So I'm just going to say that they're going to fire a few shots with their crossbow bolts in the general direction of Ravel and Emrys the lion. But they're real half-hearted. Let's see here. I have rolled a 4, an 11, a 12, and an 8. Ravel, would a 12 hit you?
12 is the armor class of a lion.
A lion. You're going to take 5 damage as one bolt clips you.
Why me? Why not the other lion?
Well, because that's how fate works sometimes,
All right.
All right. Virgil, the confused Minotaur vault sentry, continues to look back and forth, being somewhat, it's unclear how sentient or self-aware Virgil, the undead Minotaur, is, condemned to live out his life here, guarding a vault full of money.
On life.
And he continues to stare back and forth between Quentin Togglepocket, who seems to be robbing his own casino, and this new bugbear friend that, he briefly murdered, but, just lightly murdered, but was reprimanded
for. I mean, that bugbear said... that the boss needed to bribe somebody. Yeah. So, like, there's...
They're bribing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Virgil
it's
continues...
It's a very big bribe.
Officials.
Virgil continues to do nothing. Lavithia.
All right. Here I come with my Santa pack on me. 15, 20, 25, 30. There. I am just dashing down the hall.
All right. Is that, did you do two moves to get there? Is that,
I did.
All right. Yep. And Quentin, slung over your shoulder, continues to go the whole way there.
Good. Good.
Jay.
Baboon cage.
I gracefully swirl past Krong, get to this next chest, open it up, dump stuff in.
Nice.
The bag of holding, leaving a few coins behind.
All right. 5 out of 7 chests looted. Ravel, you and your lion friend are traipsing through the casino as if you own the place.
Yeah, I think we're just going to continue on down because we could do that. So that's what? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Roar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Roar. I'm down at A3 now, sort of like pushing people up because there's probably people right up against the boats and down there, and they're all really freaked out. And I'm just, again, coming further away from the crossbow guys.
Yep.
And roaring and just sowing chaos.
All right, Emrys the lion follows behind you. Anything particular that you're seeking to accomplish other than just holding the attention of all the guards in the casino?
Tip over some of those slot machines for maximum chaos.
I thought about like disrupting the rat race and stuff. But no, I think the goal is to be as far out of range of the guards as possible and to push the patrons as much as possible toward the boats so that there is a chaotic group of patrons by the boats that we might slip into.
All right.
At a later time. If I have a plan, that's it.
I will tell you, you have successfully done that. You are also, at this point, you are in the part of the casino where there is a lot of patrons. The closest, it's not crowded, but this is where many patrons are. I think at this point, this is going to cause more chaos as, you know what a security guard doesn't want to do is accidentally execute a paying customer when shooting at a lion.
Some of them might actually run north, too, right? So they'd be in the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
That's what I want.
Meanwhile, back in the vault, Krong.
One more test, please.
All right. You are clearing out the casino. The good news, you are almost done clearing out all of the chests full of money. It does seem like the amount of money that you were sent here by Verity Kai to reclaim is available in what the casino had on hand. The downside of that is, that means there's not a lot for you in terms of winnings beyond the fancy necklace that you have liberated. All right, I am going to say that the guards are next. They are pushing through the crowds of patrons. They don't know what they're doing. At this point, like, everything is just chaos. And, two lions, especially two lions who are not mauling people or stopping to hurt people, is just, they don't know what to do. And they're trying to not get hurt. They're trying to make sure that patrons aren't going to get hurt. But it is chaos. There are now, there's a crowd of patrons trying to get onto boats. There are more people trying to leave the casino than the little floating gondolas can really support. So people are fighting for positions in line. Minimum wage paid boat attendants are trying to control the scene. And it is just, it's not good for anybody. Back in the vault, Virgil the Minotaur continues to look back and forth and continues to go along with what he has been told. So, Lavivia.
I'm just continuing to 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay. I am going to just move to here. 5, 10, 15. Which gets me, that's one move. Mm-hmm. And then what can I see?
I think you can see a hulking, at least the back of a hulking skeletal minotaur that seems to be watching Krong scoop gold out of a chest into a bag.
Okay. All right. My worry was that something would have gone terribly wrong or there would have been a trap or something Quentin Togglepocket needed to reset. Looks like that's not the case. So I'm just going to hang out here, but I am going to ready an action. And that is if the Minotaur seems like he's going to starts attacking one of my friends or me, I'm going to sling toggle pocket off my shoulder, put a dagger to his neck, and say, call him off.
All right.
As scarily as possible. And I have the haunted one background, so I can be pretty scary.
Ooh. Ooh.
Jay, you're in the vault. There's one chest left. There's one wardrobe that no one has opened. What would you like to do?
I am going to the chest.
All right.
Grabbing that bag of holding.
All right. All of the chests have now been cleared except for basically pocket change that jangles in and out of the chests as people are cashing in and out their small bets. Though it seems like, who knows why, there's not as much traffic happening right now in the chests. It seems like maybe the games have slowed down a bit. No way to know why or what is happening that would have caused that. Quentin Toggle Pocket still wrapped in a blanket.
Just a second. Jay, you still have some movement left if you want to start getting out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to go 1, 2. Here. Oh, I guess they moved from the other vault. I'll move here.
Okay.
That is my move.
Ravel, you and Emrys are still causing chaos. People are running. Chips are flying. Some drinks have been spilled. The real casualties.
Yeah, I mean, I think Operation Lion is just going to continue. Maybe I'll take I'll leap over the river and go over here just for kicks. I'm sort of like zigzagging around, sort of toward the boats.
Yep,
but,
got it.
Just trying to stay away from the guards and rile people up.
All right. You may wish to figure out what your exit strategy is for Operation Lion.
I'm working on it.
All right, good. Krong, back in the vault. Only that you have at this point looted the vault of the Afterlife Casino. There is about approximately 5,000 gold pieces and a lovely statuette that was supposed to go to the winner of the Three Dragon Ante tournament in your bag of holding. There is one wardrobe that hasn't been opened. What would you like to do?
I will grab the bag of holding and go. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I can be here. Mm-hmm. I will go to the other wardrobe.
Yep.
And open it.
All right. Inside the other wardrobe, it is similar to the first one, more various valuables that patrons of the casino have placed on collateral here or for. Secure for protection. Looking through it, a lot of it is just junk, but two things catch your eye. There's a lovely jade figurine of a rabbit that you think you could fence for 75 gold pieces, and there's a +1 rapier.
Hmm. Thank goodness that wasn't on Quentin Toggle Pocket's wall.
But it happened. If you fought him here.
I will grab both of those things, please.
Consider this vault looted.
Woo!
And I now still have a bonus action, so I will go 1, 2 to here, just at the doorway of the vault.
All right. At the doorway to the vault, you see your friend Levithia with a, small by humanoid standpoint sack, a bundle over her shoulder.
You might recognize the boots sticking out.
Yep. The bundle makes some annoying Muppet noises. The casino staff are next. They are trying to maintain order.
They basically
they are not succeeding. Yeah. Some of them at this point are looking for places to hide. I mean, this is why you have a lion protocol, people. But even if they had a lion protocol, chances are it would have been written with only one lion, not two lions.
Yeah.
Virgil, suspecting that the things in the vault are going to end soon, just kind of stands up straight on the plinth and, kind of nods at you, Quentin Toggle's Pocket, by which I mean Jay. Levithia.
I am just going to basically ready to move. So that once my friends are turning around and moving, I will go as well, but I don't want to leave Jay in the same room as that big minotaur, not knowing what's going to happen.
All right, Jay.
I am going to use my action to dash, which will actually get me through the door.
Yay!
And Gonna come see my friend Lavithia.
All right. Quentin Toggle Pocket is next. He is still wrapped in a blanket. Somehow, you know, he squirms and his little head kind of peeks out of the top of the blanket and he yells at the top of his little gnome lungs to Virgil the Minotaur, "Intruders! Kill them!"
Thank goodness he couldn't see where that was coming from.
Ravel.
Lion chaos, more jumping, more lion chaos.
Thank you. Krong.
Close and lock the door.
Step to the door, shut it.
Mm-hmm.
And then sprint.
All right.
Sprint, I say.
All right. Various tiefling security are attempting to maintain order, but at this point, it's you know, several of them have pushed past some of the guests to try and get onto boats. You know, it's not a good scene.
I think I make it down here.
All right. Krong,
is there
has
a lock
dashed
on the outside of the door that Krong would like from in the like in the
There's no physical lock, but okay. The door was open and closed via open by a magic card. A magic card? Via a magic key card.
It's a Black Lotus.
Yeah. Yeah. How many mana?
Is that your only reference for Magic the Gathering?
Could you have to tap it?
You don't even have got a Black Lotus reference you want to drop here?
No, Erica,
I already
that
did
one.
That.
Oh, okay. Yep.
If the Minotaur throws something, he'd be a Hurlin Minotaur.
Mm. Speaking
somebody
of...
Somebody got that and they loved it.
They loved it. Magic people are loving it. You do hear Jay and Lavithia, you hear from the other side of the huge metal vault door that has securely closed behind you, the sound of something enormous. Could it be a skeletal minotaur that is trying to break down a vault door from inside? Could it be something else? Could it just be bad pipes? You'll never know for sure, but something horrible is happening on the other side of that door, and there is the sound of creaking metal hinges as something undead that has been given one purpose in life. That purpose, to kill you, is attempting to break down a vault door, but it's going to take him a while. Lavithia.
All right. Let's see. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay, I am double moving, and I'm moving like right up against the wall, so purposely, so that Quentin Toggle Pocket's head, yes, on purpose.
Just drag it across the wall.
Because, right, like, I'm hoping, at this point, I am kind of hoping to knock him out, because I don't want him to, like, scream anymore if we can make that stop.
Bunk, bunk. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, and I am, I say to everybody, there was a name for that room. I can't remember what it was called, but basically to the jail cells.
To the holding cells.
The holding cells. Yes, that's it.
All right. Jay, I suspect you're going to follow.
I will, but before I follow, I yell at the door. Virgil, get back to your post. Don't listen to that imposter. Everything is fine. I just need to pay off a bribe.
Roll deception.
Or persuasion.
Yeah.
Deception doesn't exist anymore.
In my heart, it does.
It does, doesn't it?
20.
Oh. You know, there's still undead hands or hooves or axes beating against the vault door, but they don't have the same heart in them that they did seconds ago. Mm. So.
And I dash.
All right. I think we are entering the final stage of the heist here. Quentin has gone quiet in his blanket trap. Ravel, you continue to sow discord.
Lion chaos.
Thank you, Ravel.
Because I'm just at this point, I'm just waiting for a sign of my friend so I can move to the end game.
Yep. I think we can kind of move quickly if people want. Krong.
Running, when I get to the security room and this hallway, I will pause waiting for my pals.
Yep. Lavithia?
I can, in one turn, carrying him, get to here, and we're going to lock him up before we leave.
Jay, you're going to follow?
I follow.
All right. Lion Chaos continues. Yep, we're moving at fast speed now here. Krong, do you want to wait there while they lock up Quentin?
I'm going to move down to here.
Okay.
This corner of the L.
Scout ahead. All right. You do that. Lavithia, I suspect that you're going to head south from the security room. There is a four unseen, amazingly super fancy. No, it's just a room with a bunch of cages in it. The cages are for people. There's six of them. There was a peg with keys dangling.
Remember,
in the security
I took those
door.
Keys.
You took
so
those
I got
keys. You got a bundle of annoyed gnome. You're going to chuck him into one of these cells. Now he still has all of his items on him. You haven't looted him, so
yeah. Well, the thing is, I also want to knock him out.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if possible, do we think he took any damage from like being bonked across the
yeah,
wall?
Yeah, he took two damage, and
feet?
Let me tell you, okay. he started with less than 10 hit points. He was not, all right. You know,
bop on
then,
the head.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna actually like take him off my shoulder and use his head as a weapon against the floor.
Oh God! Okay,
non-lethal non-lethal.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah.
Oh, non-lethal. I'm just gonna curb stomp him. Non-lethal.
Yeah. Quentin Togglepocket is out. He has surrendered to the sweet embrace of unconsciousness because the last several minutes of his life have been agony.
Has anything fallen out of his pockets?
Yes, falling out of his pockets. He's got his cheap bedazzled rapier that you really wouldn't want. He does have 9 fancy rings, each of them worth 100 gold pieces. He's got his own employee pass key. He does have, it looks like, a master key to the casino that would probably have gotten him out of the jail cell if he didn't take it on off of him. And he also has a strange little, you recognize it as some kind of magical focus object. It's like a 12-inch long rod made of bone, and it's got like a kind of stylized copper bullhead at the top of it.
Yoink.
Okay. Let's say that you have 9 rings worth 100 gold pieces each, which are probably one of the nice paydays of this adventure. At this point, can we assume that you have deposited Quentin Togglepocket in one of the cells? It will take a while before anyone finds him, given the amount of chaos currently being experienced. And so Krong, Jay, and Lavithia stride out of the back hallway into the wreckage that is the main floor of the casino, where
we're
several lions...
We're following Quentin Togglepocket.
Yes.
Lions are just running in circles, causing chaos, mainly property damage. Several security guards immediately at the sight of Quentin Togglepocket run up to you. They're sweating. They are... Jay, their vests are all tattered. One of them has a crossbow bolt in his leg. You know, which is embarrassing. And they look at you and say, order, sir.
Get us out of here.
Get everybody out, starting with me. And I need to get out of here.
All right. And so several other guards fall in and escort VIP Quentin Togglepocket with Lavithia and Krong,
impaled,
keeping just out of, range. They push you through the crowd of panicking casino patrons toward the docks.
So now here's what the lions are doing. I hope my friend the lion is coming with me. Mm-hmm. Seeing my friends coming, I'm going to stay ahead of them a little bit.
Yep.
And then two lions are going to roar and get on a boat. And the lions are going to stand on the boat and start to go. And we'll just see. I assume that Quentin will be in I'll take the next one kind of thing. And then the
yes,
lions are just going to watch.
All right. Two lions launch themselves onto a boat. A boat that is really not designed with two lions in mind as a passenger
okay,
set.
We can have one lion in each. That's fine.
Nope. This is happening.
Okay.
The boatman dressed as Charon, who is a teenage tiefling, tumbles out of the boat into the water and swims to shore, murmuring about he doesn't get paid for this. The boat seems to be, you know, the boats here were under some enchantment, allowed them to go both ways up and down the river when the river only flows one direction. And the boat just seems to take off, headed back upstream toward the landing area with two lions. The guards look at you, Quentin Togglepocket, and say, do you still want to get on a boat?
Yes, obviously. Chase those lions. I'm chasing those lions.
There
you're
you go.
Chasing
yes.
those lions.
I've got this under.
The guards kind of...
You clearly don't have it under control. I'll take care of the lions.
At this stage of things, none of the casino patron staff or security guards are interested in getting on boats and heading in the direction of the two lions. And so you have no trouble as the three of you, apparently led by Quentin Togglepocket, climb onto a boat.
Yep.
An attendant who was supposed to be, making that boat go, tells you Quentin that he's overdue for his break and slinks off. And so
good luck getting into the break room.
I tip him 20 gold.
Oh, yeah.
And so you take the boat upstream, arriving safely at the landing area.
Strangely,
to the Afterlife Casino.
All staff at the landing area has cleared out.
Yeah,
because
no
of lions.
There, just because of lions. There are several carriages waiting to take people back to Varken Bluff, including the one that you arrived on. The only you have cleaned out the vault. You have stolen the trophy that was to go to the winner of the Three Dragon Ante tournament. All that's left to do is figure out what we're going to do with Emrys the lion you have freed from casino employment.
I mean, I have pretty good animal handling.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that.
Do we just have a lion
too?
Is this where you adopt a lion?
I mean, I would, yes.
Maybe the golden vault would like a lion. I don't know.
Maybe. Roll animal handling, Levithia.
Can I help? I've also got animal handling plus three.
All right, you have advantage.
Yeah, actually, because
handling.
I know one of these lions is my friend and the other one isn't. So I'm going to, one of them is going to be nice to me no matter what. Mm-hmm. The second one may or may not. So I will roll with advantage. And, I have rolled nothing. Nothing higher than a 6 tonight. So my highest roll on that was a 2, because I got a 1 and a 2, which brings me up to 6. So
the lion stares deep into your eyes,
Levithia. I still don't have inspiration,
you can see the
folks.
Lion's soul peering into your own. And then the lion kind of shrugs, turns, and lopes off through the Varken Bluff swamps, never to be seen again. And let's say he returns in another adventure. We'll never know.
Sorry, I tried.
Ravel turns back into Ravel and says, it's okay. I don't know what we would have done with a lion anyway.
Forget it, Levithia. Right. It's Lion Town.
It's Lion Town.
And so you successfully robbed the Afterlife Casino, completing the Stygian Gambit for the Golden Vault. You are rewarded with what is recognized universally across the land as being level 3.
Yay!
And you've got some spending money and one fancy sword that you picked up from the vault that you may wish to spend on equipment before your next adventure for the Golden Vault. Good job, Keys.
Woo!
I was very tense at points.
So congratulations, you completed it. Again, these are always exciting because there is really no prescribed, this is the way that you're going to do it, but I think you did a great job at managing who was going to do fighting, who was going to do robbing, who was going to be causing a distraction. There was some combat, Krong was knocked out but recovered, but I think you managed that well. So
I got D-shaped.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All that's left for me to do is to thank all my players, Annette, Jason, Erica, and Monty. Thank you for being keys from the Golden Vault. Woo. Tune in next time for more Total Party Kill.